This is Paloma with PiratePods.com, and today I am speaking with Big Mama's Door, and they're each going to introduce themselves and tell us what they do.
Okay, I'm Fiona, and I sing with Big Mama's Door.
I'm Robin, I play drums.
I don't pick. Pour out the wine. Pour out the wine.
I'm Malcolm, and I play guitar.
I'm Big Andy, and I play bass.
I'm Joe, and I play piano and organ. my little red organ.
Alright, so, God, this isn't going to be this good this time, but so what are you wearing?
My Stax t-shirt, I'm very proud of it.
Okay, fair enough. Man, off you go.
I'm wearing shades of grey and light brown this season, which are very fashionable at the moment. Pastels are out, and so are strong colours like turquoise and pink. Subtle hues.
Rob?
I think both me and Andy are making kind of an ironic fashion statement by wearing black. So we're making reference to winter 2006.
You're looking quite ghetto tonight.
I'm wearing a hoodie, that's what he's saying.
He's wearing a hoodie and he's got his head shaved.
Rob has a crew cut in a hoodie.
I hit my gloves as well.
He's going out mugging after this interview.
All right, so tell me the story, and make it really good this time, of how you all found each other at the blues bar.
Somebody else better tell it.
Long, long ago.
Well, what happened was I was working as a rocket scientist at NASA, and I met Joe and Rob, who were astronauts, and they'd just been on this really exciting trip to Mars, and we found space aliens and all kinds of beautiful space women on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
And they met Fiona, who was a pirate.
I came into the pirate concubine.
And Andy was a cowboy.
Space cowboy, actually.
He'd been riding space horses on the fields of Mars. A real story is quite boring, but we were, you know, basically all tended to bowl
we'll
along
to
this.
Let's stick to the space story.
Space story.
We're going to stick with
That's quite believable.
Is that okay?
That's okay. I like the space story. This is good.
Okay, I thought it would.
That's much better than the other story.
Yeah, thanks, Paloma.
Anytime. So, so based on that space story, is Big Mama's Door some secret code that they use at NASA?
Yeah, you have to go to Mars to be able to figure it out.
So, watch this space.
So, what was your first gig together like, and where did you play?
Jill?
We played at Bar 55 in Camden, which has just incidentally burnt down. It was a very good gig. We all got into burning gigs. Very much into it. And
it was
such a good gig that the venue manager decided that he could never have top that event. So he decided he might as well just raise the place to the ground and just, you know, start a game from scratch because he could, you know.
But the crowd loved it and they danced a lot, as Malcolm said in the last take. and we hope to have a lot more gigs that go down that well.
So what's happening now in 2008? What are you doing this year?
Fiona's hustling for gigs.
Yeah. I'm the hustler. I keep going, ringing people.
Yeah, she's out there, you know, working hard for a band. If there are any promoters or venue managers out there, I would just like to say that Fiona will do anything for a gig. So if you have any, you know, requests, any, you know, strange fetishes or habits that need servicing.
And he's not lying, and I'm not a pirate. I'm one of the beautiful spaces. So come on and give me a ring, like, call. Yeah.
Alright, so all of you seem to have a varied background. You've all been involved in a lot of different types of projects over the years. That's what I was reading anyway. So how did it end up that you all ended up playing the blues?
Oh.
Who wants to go first?
You just end up...
Well, how did I play the blues? My first gig was a blues band, my first ever ever real paying gig, back 2 years ago. long ago, back in the day.
You're such an old blues guy, Aaron.
Back in Harlem. and I met most of the people here kind of through the blues bar in Soho, which is, like, I guess, the hub of the blues community. And that's how I met Malcolm, and that's how Malcolm recommended me to Fiona, I guess.
Well, it's interesting that Rob says that because, in fact, I was... I was into blues when I was 17, and I was like, this is 20 years ago. But I never, ever played it because it just never paid. I couldn't get any paid gigs doing it. It was only when I moved out of London that I actually started getting paid. Like, not up in Scotland, anyway.
Oh, it's interesting.
It is. Because I thought I was fascinated.
Joel would like to speak now when Mal has finished.
So, and it was free doing paid gigs in London and started making money at it. I met Rob, and yeah,
life just got better, really.
Yeah.
Joseph, you have something to say?
Well, not all that much. No, I got into the blues because, well, there's no reason. I was always into blues since I was 7, I think.
Because he's only 8 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Truthfully,
eight
like...
8 and a half, actually. Yeah. No, I was always into Elvis and Jules Holland. That was what got me into music. And, yeah, my first gig was about 5 years ago. And with a blues band, I've been playing with a blues band ever since.
Well, yeah. There's only, you know, so many ways you can go if you look exactly like Mick Jagger.
True, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, if anybody goes to the MySpace, Joe is Mick Jagger, basically. He's a much better looking Mick Jagger, in truth. So there. I'm just trying to butter him up because I have to pay him. Anyway.
Not very much money.
Not very much money, but, like, we have to find a way of paying him anyway. I blame Billie Holiday, that's all I can say.
It's all her fault.
Yeah. Andy?
Oh, I can't think what to say here. Actually, I probably shouldn't say this, but I don't listen to blues that much, but I really, really, really enjoy playing blues. I get such a kick out of playing blues.
Why? I know I'm an Indian, but I just want to know.
Why do I not listen to it?
Why do you get such a kick if you don't listen to it?
I get a kick out of playing it. I get a kick out of being there and doing it and being in the groove and stuff.
It all sounds the same, Fiona, let's be honest.
You can strike that one. Anyway.
So, gosh, what question do I want to ask now? What other jobs have you had?
None.
he's not lying.
I once worked in a pub, cashing in, you know, pulling pints, but other than that, none.
The Inland Revenue might be listening to this joke.
But he doesn't have to worry about them. He hasn't had any jobs.
I'm really jealous, actually. I wish I could say that.
Yeah, most of us do, actually. What was the question?
What jobs have you had?
I've had so many different jobs. Seriously, it would take all night. I used to be an actress, and even when I was an actress, I used to have so many jobs because that's the way it worked. I sold perfume. I worked in pubs. I've sold dogs, I've walked dogs, I've looked after children. Oh, look, the list goes on and on. But I've also acted and sang in between, so.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I've worked for my local council for a year, which isn't very exciting. Everyone here, I think.
I can go on worse. Computers.
It's spot the age differential between certain people in this band and certain other people in this band. I was an artist, I was a teacher, I worked in a warehouse, and I've been a researcher. I've also been a gallery guide. What else I've done?
See, I'd like to be a gallery guide. I really would.
It's not that interesting.
When I'm not singing, that is.
It's less interesting than it sounds.
Okay.
If you could have any superhuman powers... Yeah.
Superhero powers.
Yeah, what would you choose?
I'd like to fly.
The obvious one.
I really do want to fly. So, Andy? Andy wants to fly too.
I want to fly too. Yeah.
I'd like to abolish harmonica players.
That's almost as good as me not listening to Bruce.
From the planet Earth.
Matt?
I'm torn.
You're one of the Martian harmonica players then, but not.
I sound like it.
There's so many different superpowers. I quite like the idea of super strength. But at the same time, I quite like the idea of being able to change my appearance.
You thought about this a lot, haven't you?
Well, you know, it's quite a difficult decision to make because, you know, there's a wide variety of superpowers available in the Marvel Universe. I've always been a fan of Wolverine. He wasn't very strong, but he had an adamantine skeleton, which made him totally... I think that would be
You and Doc would not have gone into this one.
Paloma?
Yes?
You need an interview with just John and Malcolm, I reckon.
I know, they're taking up all of the good answers.
Yeah, I think John from Colossus and Malcolm would do a good interview together on Marvel Comics.
Yeah. That'll be something for the future.
Yeah.
What should you ask?
No, I think it's cool.
No, it's good, keep going.
But
obviously, if I could change my appearance, then I could, you know, go out with lots of women as well as just my girlfriend, because no one actually out. So that's a secret fantasy. I shouldn't have mentioned that, actually.
Joseph?
Well, it's obviously the ability to X-ray vision, see into the girl, changing rooms, all that kind of shit. Obviously. And also, I would like to have some kind of super-powered fingers, so I can, like, you know, do...
I was going to say,
do you take a break?
I was going to say, Jimmy McGriff, that's a porn thing.
Tell me how your mind works.
So tell me what you might do with those super-powered fingers.
Well, there's a couple of different versions of that answer, isn't there? But I'll go for the sort of amazing dexterity of Jimmy McGriff rather than the sort of porn road.
Porn doesn't count as a superpower.
Well, if you have superpowered fingers, it probably does.
I'm not even sure if Jimmy McGriff counts as a superpower strictly.
You didn't confer with the Marvel commentary enough at all.
No, we're talking about stuff like laser vision. I'd like laser vision. I think it'd be really fun at the Jam. You could just like turn around, if there's only you did, like just go, like burn them up.
Oh, no shit, burn them up.
Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't have no fear. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so?
Oh, hey, now holler, hey.
Yes, always.
What do you sing?
Very quick, Joe.
Surely everyone sings in the shower, don't they?
No, I've never.
Really?
What do you sing in the shower, Joe?
Oh, anything that comes to mind, you know. I want to shout about it.
That's all you can think about. John loves the Irish accent, and he likes me going, I want to shout about it. Okay, so Joe thinks about me when he's in the shower.
As we say, that's why I don't pay for it.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Anybody else sing in the shower?
No.
No.
Fiona, you don't sing in the shower?
I actually don't know. The
window of my bathroom is about 2 foot away from a wall that my neighbour has. So if I sung in the shower, they'd be able to hear me quite clearly.
And also, Paloma, you've been in this flat.
Yes.
And you've never used the shower, I know that.
No, but it
actually takes 20 minutes to figure out how the water works.
Oh, I see.
Singing is out of the question.
No, I ask because I sing in the shower every day.
I know, but
the neighbors can hear me, and I don't care.
Yeah, but you do karaoke.
I do, yes.
Seriously, guys, you got to go into Paloma's site and see her doing karaoke.
It's awful, but it's fun.
No, it's not. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm going to turn them all into Paloma doing karaoke. No. They'll all want to hear it after this.
When I come to London, we have to go do karaoke together.
We will. There's a place in Soho that kind of does karaoke and Chinese.
Oh, yeah, like that, yeah.
And you can hire a booth, and everybody in the booth has to sing. So we will definitely do it when you come to London. Okay. I'll look it up.
So does this karaoke thing happen in a shower?
No. Well, it could, I suppose.
It's a golden shower.
Yes. Oh.
Okay, that was Malcolm. We just want to put that on the record. That was Malcolm was wondering about the showers.
Well, because Rob mentioned showers in Soho. It's logical. It's just...
Oh, come on.
Moving right along to the next question. What is your favourite meal?
Oh,
it's easy. It's got to be like Sunday roast. Your mum's Sunday roast. The Sunday roast that your mum has cooked since you can remember. Not my mum.
Tell me more about this Sunday roast. Because, you know, when I was in London, Paul, Fiona, you know Paul.
Yeah.
The rest of you might all know Paul. He kept telling me he was going to make a Sunday roast, and he never did.
Well, that's another thing you have to do in July, then.
Yeah.
It's just, I won't cook it. Mal will.
I'm not fucking
Sorry, Mal's vegetarian, so he probably won't. But I'll find somebody else to cook the roast. I'll find somebody else to cook the roast. Yes, Joe, tell about Sunday roast, because I'm not a Sunday roast girl.
Well, it's a traditional British meal. What we do is we get a large piece of meat and a variety of vegetables, and we cook them for the longest possible amount of time.
Until
everything is hard, blackened, or mushy and watery. Then we serve it up, and everyone's, like, so hungry by this time. It's been about 5 hours. Everyone really appreciates it.
Yeah.
And I find it's the story of Britain's
chicken. I'm sorry. This sounds disgusting. But what makes it is, like, granulated gravy all over the top of it. So it somehow melds it together in some kind of like bizarre culinary.
That's my dream.
And that's British cuisine for you.
Yeah.
If it's not horrendously overcooked and covered in something brown, then we don't want it.
What do vegetarians eat? There's nothing left in England to eat.
I really like Italian food, so in fact, the meal that we had tonight was very nice. But I like, Italian food. Anything like that is good for me.
I'd say pasta as well.
Pasta. Yeah.
I just go for pasta because it's...
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, you got all of them.
No. I just like food. If that's good enough, I'll eat anything. As long as it doesn't have too much meat in it, I'll be fine.
Can't be picky after the
I go to the gym a lot because I like food. That's it. Go.
Ethiopian. There's one. There's one in.
Kentish Town.
Yeah, Kentish Town.
Alibaba.
No, not Alibaba. No. Queen of Sheba. Queen of Sheba in Kentish Town. Absolutely brilliant food.
Yeah.
Have you had
Ethiopian food? The last advice is really hilarious.
I haven't had Ethiopian food. No.
It's quite amazing, actually. It's like. You don't get eating implements. What they do is they give you a big circular tray thing with something that looks like a pancake laid on top, and the food gets served on the pancake, and basically you rip off the big pancake and pick up your food with your fingers and eat.
Much trouble.
It's brilliant food.
What would you like to say about Big Mama's Door? What do you want the world to know about you?
The world, we're really sexy
1950s R&B band Bland. We're not Bland. We play really sexy 1950s
music. It's good stuff on the British blues scene anyway, which is dominated by stocky white blokes with like crew cuts who play harmonica.
Okay, Joe is making signs in the sauce because we spilled red wine earlier and Joe is now fucking around in the sauce.
I think I can see take three coming on.
Are you ready for the next, the big grand finale?
Yes.
I know this is the part you've all been waiting for.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Act surprised, Fiona. Would you please give me your very best pirate impressions?
Oh, but I've done this already.
I know, but you get to do it again.
Pirate.
Okay.
Pirate.
Yeah, you have to do a pirate impression. Yeah, yeah.
Because we're the pod pirates.
Blar me out, you walk that plank! Off you go, Andy.
Oh, give me a cat on.
Make a pirate impression, Joe.
What do you mean, pirate impression?
Do your best pirate.
Arrgh!
That was Andy. Joe?
Jimmy Timbers.
Our mateys, give me all your gold or I'll rape you.
I can't follow that.
That's too good, Malcolm.
No. Oh,
I just tried to check a bit of realism about the pirate scenario.
It's Captain Jack!
I'm trying to think of a pirate cliche that hasn't been done. I say, land ahoy!
That's very polite.
Fishermen say that.
We're all lost, Paloma.
I see that. Well, thank you very much to a very drunken Big Mama's door.
did that come across any of you?
Well, I take you anywhere, and to parties too. I do all.